No, that was dreadful. It's very, very sad to see dogs left in that condition, you know, and having them dumped off. Apparently the original post was a car had dumped them out. So, you know, like somebody clearly wanted to get them away.
And judging by the photos, it does appear that they were very malnourished.
They don't look in good condition, all right, and they do have injuries on them from the photos I've seen. They're all right, yes, they're very sad. And, you know, coming up to Christmas now, we will sadly probably see more of that.
This is a busy time for you, particularly in the new year, where unfortunately maybe some people get pets for Christmas and then no longer want them.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, we've had a couple of years back, there was a wee child. They were given a Bichon Frise, and I think the child was like a year and a half. Was given a Bichon Frise for Christmas Day, and the dog was left out in the garden on Boxing Day.
And what kind of impact does this have on charities like Animals in Need in Donegal Town? You must be at the pin of your collar whenever you get a big influx of animals.
Charities are overstretched as it is, so getting the calls after Christmas, you know, with ones. It's, you know, it's often relatives that buys them for a relative that might have lost a cat or a dog, and they presume that they want a new one. But the fact is, if they wanted to replace the dog or a new pet, they would go and buy or get or rescue or adopt or whatever a new animal. You know, they wouldn't just wait for somebody to get them. I mean, if they wanted them, they would go and get them themselves.
And you've actually seen quite peculiar requests in terms of animals for Christmas this year. What more can you tell us about that?
I mean, all you have to do is go on Facebook. You see people there breeding the family dog, the family cat, just to get a bit, you know, to sell off for Christmas, to buy a Christmas present themselves. And like even yesterday, I seen somebody was looking for a pet lamb to give us a present. You know, like, I mean, it's all manners of animals. And, I mean, looking for pet lambs to give us presents, like, I mean, that's very specific. Who's going to look after that lamb?
What's your message to people this Christmas then, Gita, who are thinking about getting an animal for their child or their family and may not have the means to really look after it?
It is really to think about it. And, I mean, generally, do not buy for a child. Look, children, they can get, there's a lot of stuffed toys, robot-y dogs and stuff like that out there. But if you are really serious of adding to your family, Christmas time is not the time to do it. The family home is busy. There's a lot going on. A new animal needs time and quiet to settle. If you're serious about it, you know, you can give, like, you can go and buy the bed, you can buy the bits and pieces, and, you know, you can wrap that for under the present. And, you know, oh, and in the Christmas days, we'll look at adoption sites and we'll see. And after Christmas, we'll get the animal that goes into the wee basket. But if you want something under the Christmas tree, you can do the kind of stuff. You can prepare and have the wee bits and pieces there.
I know that you yourself have been working with Animals in Need in Donegal Town for a long time now, Gita, and it is in some ways a vocation, but it must be quite a stressful time of year for yourself, knowing that you will be undoubtedly busy in the weeks ahead.
It's very disheartening. It's disheartening to see. I mean, Dogs Trust have been running the Dog Is Not Just for Christmas campaign for years and years, and you know, it's not sinking in. It's very disheartening. Like, I mean, you see it every year. Every year people are in uproar in January when they see the cats and the dogs dumped. And come December, it's all forgotten. And they still go, ah, sure, get a cat. That'd be great. You know, the wee child wants a cat or a dog or whatever they want, and just get rid. But, I mean, it's a lifelong commitment. Like, it's 15 years. You know, 20 if you're lucky, depending on the animal.